They had been up in the mountains since 2:30, but the fog had come in, high winds and very cold. They were lost for about 4 hours and couldn't get back down the Menish track where they had come up. So I passed the information on to the team leader, who then organised a hasty team to get to them. They did do the right thing in that they found the cairn, and then on advice they stayed put on the cairn until the team got to them. They brought up spare clothes and warm liquids, changed their clothes, there was a possible mild hypothermia, and then they got them off the mountain. Both climbers were able to drive away after that.
In terms of the original call that was made and the fact you were able to keep contact with the people, it suggests that they had mobile phones with them and they acted correctly in ensuring that they could get lines of communication opened.
That's correct. They actually had 3 mobile phones, so they were able to keep contact. However, coming up the Menish strike, it's renowned for the fact that if the weather comes in, it's often quite difficult to find the track back down again. The visibility was no more than 10 feet. So without map and compass, the chances of getting off back down that route were slim.